The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Parashas B'Shalach, Perek Yudalad, Posuk Chof Aleph, and Chof Beis, the Torah tells us about what we're all very familiar with. Vayet Moshe Shode Alayom, Moshe stretched his hand over the sea. Vayelech Hashem Asayom Beruach Kodim Azo Kol Alaylo. And Hashem moved the sea with a strong eastern wind the entire night. This took place the evening of the seventh day after going out of Mitzrayim, after going out of Egypt, what later was to become the seventh day of Pesach. And he made the sea become dry land, and the water split. The children of Israel came into the sea on the dry land, and the waters were a wall for them to their right and to their left. This was the Kriya Shamshuf, the splitting of the Red Sea. Our sages in the Mechilta and in other Midrashim search for a reason and a excuse and a merit why Klal Yisrael or Zeicha merited such a great miracle as the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea. And they give a number of reasons. One of the reasons mentioned is Rabbanoi Emer. Rabbanoi said, Bishvil Avraham ani keirei alehem ayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, said that it is for the sake of Avraham that I am splitting the sea for you. How do we know? Because by Avraham it says, by a baka es atzeya ola. In Parshas Vayera, Bereshis Chof Beis, Pasuk Gimel, when Hashem commanded Avraham to go and bring your son Yitzchok to me for a sacrifice, so it states that Avraham got up by a baka atzei ola, and he split the wood which he was going to use for the sacrifice, for the fire of the sacrifice. And there it states the word vayavaka, meaning to split. And here it states vayiboku hamoim, the water split. So we make a gzera shava, we make an analogy. We bind the two parshas, the two particular chapters together, and from here he learns that it was bishchus Avraham Avinu, and bishchus of Avraham, the water split. This analogy needs explanation. By us, we're speaking of the splitting of the sea, and over there, we're talking about Avraham splitting wood to use for a fire. Let's see if we can understand what this is all about. According to the writings of the Maral in his Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Mem and other Prokim, the Maral writes that if we examine what went on in the whole episode of the judgment of Egypt and the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Exodus, we will see consistently that we're dealing here with the Shviras HaTeva She'elam HaGashmi, the breaking of the nature of the physical world. This begins right from the beginning when Moshe and Aaron were instructed to Lech El Pare, go to Pare, and show him some aces, show him some wonders. And they threw down their staff, and it became a serpent, or there was a leprosy, or the waters became blood. And from there, we went to the Esher Makos, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Plagues. Dam, where the river turned into blood, the Nile, Tzfadeya, frogs came out of the river, Kinim, the earth, the dust was turned into lice, Orev, great multitude of all types of animals, wild animals came unto Egypt, Dever, plague of the animals, Shechin, the Egyptians were stricken with boils, Borad, hail fell on Egypt, Arbe, locusts attacked Egypt, Choshech, darkness befell on Egypt, Umakas Bechorim, and the smiting of the firstborn. All of these were the Shviras HaTeva She'elam HaGashmi, the breaking of the nature of the physical world. And if we examine these closer, we will find that each one exceeds the one previous to it. For example, the first two makas, the first two plagues, Dam and Tzfadeya, this was in the Nile River, blood in the frogs, Kinim, then this took place in the earth, it was a little higher level, Orev Dever, the multitude of wild animals and the plague that struck the animals with a sickness, this affected the animal life, a little higher level. These were the first five. Then there was Shechin, which struck the person himself, the boils. Then there were Borod v'Arba, the hailstorms and the locust storms, which came from the heavens, going up higher. And then there was Choshech, the darkness, which struck the sun itself, the Me'eris HaShemesh, the light of the sun, going even higher. And then finally, Makas Becheres, the smiting of the firstborn, which struck the very soul of the person. So each one exceeded the one preceding it. And we find this also, that the Torah tells us that during the first five plagues, Pare hardened his own heart. But in the second five plagues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, hardened the heart of Pare. From here we see that had he not hardened the heart of Pare on the second five plagues, Pare would not have been able to withstand them, even though the first five he withstood. So we see again the magnitude that each one was gaining. And then there was the Yitziyah, the actual going out of Egypt, which the Chazal say was the greatest miracle, because La'elam le'borach eved echod mimitzrayim. Egypt was a locked, guarded land. And historically, the sages say, one slave never escaped from Egypt. And here all of a sudden, 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, not counting their wives, not counting the youth, not counting the elderly, walked out of Egypt. And when they walked out of Egypt, they did not sneak out of Egypt. states Bachatzeis HaLaila at midnight, which was Teshvav Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, when we celebrate the first night of Seder. Pare got up because Ein Bayish Ein Shom Meis, there wasn't a house that did not have a dead person in it in Egypt, and he ran looking for Moshe, and he told them, go. And Moshe said, we will go, but we are not Ganovi, we are not thieves that have to leave in the middle of the night. We will wait for the sunrise, and we will go walk out when everyone can see us. And not only that, but Unzaltemes Mitzrayim, they walked out with the wealth of Egypt, which was the wealthiest land in the world, from the treasures of Yosef. And they emptied out Egypt. And not one person stood up to stop them. Not only not one person stood up to stop them, but even Lo Yechratz Keleves L'Sheinu, not one dog barked, the Torah tells us. When this multitude of millions of people walked out of a land where not one slave before ever escaped. So progressively, the miracles were gaining strength until the final miracle took place on the eve of the seventh day here at the Red Sea, the Kriyas Yamsuf. And this actually was the Gemar Cheirus. This actually was the final freedom. The Yetziah, the Exodus, was not complete without this, because until then they were still under the danger of Paray and his armies, as we see that Paray and his armies pursued them. It was at the sea that they crossed, and then the waters returned to destroy Paray and Egypt. But the greatest level was the splitting of the sea, the sages tell us. And when we examine it further, we see why. Until now, everything that happened that was a Shviras HaTeva, the breaking of the nature of the physical world, or a Shinui HaTeva, the changing of it, this was all Beteiras Proti. This was all in specific limited areas. For example, the waters of the Nile River were spicken, but it didn't affect other rivers. The earth of Egypt was stricken, but it didn't affect other places. Animals were stricken, but only the animals of the Egyptians. Arba, the locusts came, but only to Egypt. And darkness came, but only to Egypt. Didn't affect other places, it didn't affect other people. It didn't even affect Israel, who were in Egypt. One of the great miracles was that all of these plagues were plagues only for Egypt and not for Israel. Israel had water. Didn't affect their animals. And they had light, while there was darkness for the others. Therefore, when the Chachmei Paray, the wise ones of Paray, saw these plagues, they exclaimed, Etzba Elokim, it is the finger of Hashem. Finger represents a proti, something of a limited nature. But when it comes to the splitting of the sea, there it states that Moshe raised his arm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a wind, and it blew the waters of the sea, vayiboku hamayim, the water split. And the sages say, Hayam leinemar, does not say the sea split, Ela amayim, the water. The waters mikan kol mayim sheba olam. From here we learn that all the waters in the world split. And this is how it should be. Because in Maaseh Bereishis, the beginning of the Sefer Torah, when the Torah is explaining to us the creation, it states in Posuk Tes, Vayomer Elokim yikovu hamayim mitachas hashamayim al mokom echod v'seiro'el hayabosho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the water, the world, the waters were machasim ala oretz, the waters had spread over the entire earth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let all of the waters gather together in one place, in order that the earth shall be seen. From here the sages learned that the sea is not many seas. The sea is one sea. Yikovu hamayim mitachas hashomayim al mokom echod. All of the waters of the world should gather together in one place. The sea is one. It is one system. Then the sages ask, but sometimes we see it's called yamim. It's called many seas. Like it states here, Hashem called the mayim yamim. So Rashi explains, yam echod hu. Like we see, it's all one sea. Ela in a dema tam daga elamina yom, ba'aku leta le daga elamina yam bas pamayo. It's called many seas because the sea has a different nature in accordance to geographically where it might be. If it's in the north, it has one type of nature and grows one type of fish. If it's in the south, it has another type of nature and grows another type of fish. That's why we refer to it as many seas. But the sea itself is one sea. And this is why it states in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisrael, Ki sheshis yomim osa Hashem es hashomayim ve'esa oretz ve'sayom. In 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the heaven and the earth and the sea. Refers to all of the seas as esayom, the sea. And also we see from here what kind of bria hashuva, what kind of creation the sea was, because the Torah here equalizes it to the shomayim v'oretz v'sayom, the heavens, the earth, and the sea. He does not count the sea amongst the many dvorim protium, specific limited creations he made. Heaven was not a specific limited creation. Hayabosha, the earth was not. These are dvorim klolim. Heavens encompasses everything in the heaven. The earth encompasses everything on the earth. Kodesh Baruch Hu in 6 days created as Hashomayim, V'Yasoretz, V'Sayom, and the sea. And this is why David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim Tzarek Hei, Asher Lei Hayom V'Hu Asohu V'Yabeshesh Yodov Yetzoru. The sea is his, he made it, and the earth his hands made. It equalizes. It compares the sea to the earth. And not only is it all of the seas are one sea, But actually the Torah tells us all of the waters of the world are one sea. Because it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of the Bereishis, it states that the waters were covering the earth, and Hashem said, Yikovu Hamayim Mitachas HaShomayim HaMokom Echad. Let all of the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech writes in the beginning of Keheles, Aleph Posuk Zayin. Kol Enacholim Holchim Alayom Buhu V'Hayam Einan Omole. All of the rivers in the world, literally thousands of streams and rivers, flow into the sea, and the sea is never full. Why? Because El Mekim Shanecholim Holchim Shom Heim Shavim Laleches. Because the sea feeds back the water to the sources of the rivers. And Rashi explains what happens to all of the water. Waters flow into the sea by the billions of meters per minute. They write on the Amazon River, I once saw the calculation of how it flows into the sea. What happens to all of that water? So Rashi says, because on the ocean floor there are vents, and the water goes down those vents and goes underground back up to the mountains, and there they become the springs to feed the rivers to come back down the mountains. And if you have any doubt about this, it was a few years ago when they tested the first nuclear submarines, and they went down to the Pacific floor, and they were very surprised when they saw vents at the bottom of the Pacific, and some vents water was coming out and other vents water was going in. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, Kol Anecholim Holchim Alayom V'Hayam Einenu Moleh. All of the billions of tons of water pour into the sea daily, and the sea is never full. El Mekim Shanecholim Holchim Shom Heim Shavim Laleches. Because all of this water is returned to the sources where the river draws their waters from. So what does this tell us? How all of the waters in the world is basically one system. And this is why the sages tell us in Tehillim, in the Hallel, it states, Hayom rov ayonos hayadein yiseif le'ohor. The sea saw and it fled back. The Yarden, the Jordan, also moved back. In the Chazal, the sages say, Imayom yones loma yosav ayadein. If the sea was stricken, what does this have to do with the Jordan? This all took place at the sea by Egypt. The Jordan is a long way from there. Why did it affect the Jordan? And they answered, Kivan shaloka givirta, shifcha loka ima. Since the mistress of all of the waters was stricken, then her maidservants also were stricken. And that's why it states, Vayiboku Hamayim. Hayam Leinemar, Ela Hamayim. Doesn't say the sea split, it says the water split. HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke the nature of water, and all waters in the world split. And further, we see that our sages tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it with four elements. With Ofor, that's earth, Mayim, water, Esh, fire, Ruach, air. And he made everything as a mixture of these four elements. Everything in the world contained some fraction of these four elements. Accordingly, if all of the waters in the world were stricken, this affected then the nature of the entire world. Therefore, until now, all of the miracles were proti. They were all limited. They were limited in their space, in their geography, in the people they affected. But the Kriyas Yamsuf was klali. It affected the whole world, the whole creation. And this is why it states, does not refer to the Kriyas Yamsuf as Etz Pelekim, the finger of Hashem. It refers to it as Yad Chazoka Uzbizreya Netuyo, as with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. The Yad, the Etzba, the finger, is the specific limited part of the hand. Hand encompasses all of the fingers. This is why the Maral also explains why Yetzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of the Exodus, took place on day one. The splitting of the sea took place on day seven, because what we were doing is changing the nature of the entire world, of the entire Maaseh Bereishis, the entire creation. And the creation were 7 days. So therefore, we see how the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, was entirely a different type of miracle, and the greatest level of miracle that took place here in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Exodus, and in the Mishpatei Mitzrayim, the judgments that were given to Egypt. Now, it wasn't only the breaking of the nature, but rather the execution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Almighty's superiority over the nature, where he is capable of breaking the nature, that he is the Odin al HaKol, he is the ruler. Like the Abdei Pare, the servants of Paro exclaimed, Etz Belekimi, it's the finger of Hashem. Or like Paro himself said, Chotosi Apoam, Hashem Atzadik, Vani Vami Arashoy, I have sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the righteous, and I and my nation, we are the wicked. But then, it wasn't even only the execution, the showing of the execution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's superiority over the nature, but rather to show his superiority over the nature Bishvil Yisrael, on behalf of Yisrael, that he is willing to do this for Yisrael, and that they have this Maila Elokus, they have this superior power, where the essence of nature will change before them and on their behalf. This is what all of these proceedings were a demonstration for, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change and break the essence of the nature of the physical world on behalf of Israel, because they have this power. So therefore, the question was asked by the Chazal, Be'ezes chus nifko hayom, was what merit did Klal Yisrael have?
to cause such a magnificent miracle to change the very nature of the entire world. And Rabbi Noy answered, before we come to Rabbi Noy's answer, before we come to this, we must understand this. The Ivrim, the Hebrews, they were the Zer Abraham, the seed of Abraham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to serve him. And they were ready for this level. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created man from the physical world, Ofer min Adama, from the dust of the earth, but he also gave him a spiritual power. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. A soul and a spirit and a seichel. And this spirit that he gave them, that he gave to man, has the potential to rule over the very nature of the physical world and to rule over the nature of physical man. The Egyptians, they were contrary to this. The prophet describes the Egyptians as Besorim Kipsar Hamorim Vizera Zarum Kizera Susim. Their flesh is as the flesh of donkeys, and their seed is like the seed of horses. This means this spirit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued to man did not rule by them. To the contrary, it was the earth in them, the earthly man, that ruled and smothered their spirit. Their spirit became enslaved to their bodies. And therefore, Besorim Kipsar Hamorim, the prophet referred to them as Hamorim, as donkeys. The donkey's name is a Hamor. Hamor comes from the word Chomer. Chomer means physical matter. He's the animal with the most physical matter. And this is why he is so slow and stubborn. He is an animal that has the smallest amount of spirit. But this is how he was created. But the Egyptians became that way. And therefore they became a nation that was shtufim, b'chol minei to'evos. They became a nation that wallowed in all types of abominations, in zinus, in promiscuity, in deviations, in bloodshed, in human sacrifices, sorcery, impurities. And like the Torah tells us, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Bo, the acts of Egypt, who you dwelled amongst, you shall not do. This was Egypt. Israel, the Hebrews, were totally the contrary. By them, they were imbued with a great spirit. And this spirit ruled over themselves. Their earthly bodies and their earthly desires, and even the desires of their hearts were ruled by their spirit and their soul. They were the contrary of a chamor, of a donkey. And the Chazal tell us, they explain this to us in one statement. In 210 years that they lived in this impure land, amongst this impure nation, Znus Achas Hoyiso, Upirsimo Akosuv, there was one act of adultery. And the Torah publicizes it to let us know that this was the only act. Over two centuries, where they lived amongst this nation. And for much of this time, they were enslaved. And they were afflicted. It states Egypt might have ruled over their bodies, but never over their souls. One act of promiscuity, of adultery. And even that act was through error. Upirsima Akosuv. Omdu betaharosam. They remained pure and faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time. After going through generations and generations of bitterness and affliction, and Moshe said that I'll come to them and I'll tell them, you are coming to redeem them. Hem lo yaminu bi, they will not believe me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they will believe you, because they are maminim b'nei maminim. They are the believers, the sons of believers. They never lost their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shohoyu mitzuyonim shom. They never became Egyptians. After 210 years in Egypt, they never became Egyptians. They always remained Hebrews. Until they finally rose up, because they refused to become downtrodden by the Egyptians, to become humiliated by the Egyptians, to become enslaved by them. They could enslave them physically, but not their spirit. Until finally they rose up to crush their oppressors. So they also, we see, had this level where they could rule over the physical nature of themselves and of others. And therefore, the sages search, where did this come from? And on that, Rabbi Noy answers, this comes from Avraham Avinu. As it states by Avake Atzia Ola in the Parsha of the Akedo. In order to understand this analogy, let us see what that pasuk in these psukim are referring to in Parshas Vayera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham, and it states, V'lekim niso es Avraham. And he tested Abraham. And he said, Kachnos binchos yechitcho. Take your son, your only son, Ashero afto, which you love, as Yitzchok. Velech lecho al eretz ha-Moriah. And go to the land of Moriah. Where was Moriah? Rashi says, firstly, it's Yerushalayim. Secondly, he says, it's the place where the Beis HaMikdash was to be built. Thirdly, he says, it was called Moriah Shemisham Heiro Yetzel Yisrael, because from there Torah would go out to Israel, because the Sanhedrin Agdola, the great court, had its place
on the Mokam Amigdush, in the place of the Beis Amigdush. And then also it was called Moriah. He brings, because of the Ketores, it was the place of the bringing of the sacrifices and the incense. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, take your son, your only son, the one which you love, Yitzchok, and go to Eretz HaMoriah, Va'alei Osham La'ola, and bring him up as an offering. Al Achad Ha'orim Asherem Arelecho, on one of the mountains which I will point out to you, and this was the mountain, the Har Hashem, the mountain where the Beis HaMikdash was to be built. Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, Avraham got up in the morning. Vayashkim means early. He rose early the next morning. Vayachav Oshes Chamoro, he saddled his donkey. Vayikach Eshnei Norev Ito, he took two lads with him. The two lads were his son Yishmael and his servant Eliezer. Ve'esh Yitzchok Beno, and he took Yitzchok his son. Vayavaka Atzei Ola, he split the wood for the offering to start the fire. This is where the sages link this parsha, this chapter, to that of Vayiboko Amayim, this waters were split. Vayokom Vayelech, and he got up and he went El HaMokom, to the place Asher Omar Lo Alekim, which Hashem told him. Now, the sages tell us, Ba'asor nishenes nishnasu Avraham Avinu. Avraham was tested by Hashem 10 times. And this was the 10th test, the most difficult one. And each time he was tested, with something that would go against the nature of man. The nature of man draws him in one direction. It tells him, it influences him to do what he wants to do. Influences him to do what is good for himself. The test was to do the Ritzein Hashem, not the Ritzein Haguf, not what your body wants, or not what your heart wants, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. The nefesh, the spirit, the soul in man draws him to Hashem. This is the Nishoyim. This is the test. And it states, V'lakim Nisos Avraham, Hashem came to test Avraham. And this was the 10th time. Not only was this the most difficult, but 10 always signifies something which is way beyond this creation. What it says, Bechol Mokom Asiri Kodesh. 10th is always sanctified. Now, we can see the greatness of this test. When he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, Kach es bincho, take your son. He said, which son? He says, I have two, Yitzchok and Yishmael. He says, es yechidcho, your only son, your single son that you have from Sora. He says, each one is a single son to their mother. Asher ahavto, which you love. He says, I love them both. Es Yitzchok. Avraham had waited a whole lifetime for Yitzchok.
when HaKadosh Baruch Hu lavished him with brachas, he told Hashem, all of the brachas that you give me, what are they worth? V'ani heilech hariri, and I have no heir to carry on my work for the world. And he waited till he was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 to give birth to Yitzchok. This was his greatest joy in the world. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kach es bincho, es yechidcho, asher ahavto es Yitzchok. And offer him for a sacrifice on Har HaMoriah. So we can see the greatness of the test, where Avraham is commanded to kill his own son. The isnagdus, the internal conflict and battle that would take place between Avraham and his spirit. Then the next pasuk states, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. We have some great difficulties with the next pasuk. It says Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, which means that Avraham got up very early. Why did he get up so early the next day? Rashi says because of Zrizus. The Gemara learns from here, Zrizim Magdimin Lemitzvus. That when you have a mitzvah, do it with enthusiasm. Mitzvah Boliyo de Altach Metzenu. Do not allow it to become stale, to wait. But this is a mitzvah you should do. This is a mitzvah you should delay. You should stall for such a mitzvah. You should think it over carefully. Agdumi Puronius Lema Kadminon. Take your time. No. It states, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, the next morning at the crack of light. Avraham was up. Why? Rashi says, because Zrizus, Nizdar is the mitzvah. Zrizus, to fulfill the word of Hashem. Then it states, Vayachvesh es Chamoro, he saddled his donkey. Another question. What does it mean, he saddled his donkey? Avraham was like a king. They said, Nisi Hashem, you are the king, you are a prince to Hashem. Avraham was very, very wealthy. He had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of servants. Why is he saddling his own donkey? So Rashi explains, Ha'ava mekalkeles es hashura. Love distorts one's vision. The love for the mitzvah, to fulfill the will of the Almighty, distorted him, where he didn't have the patience to wait for his servants to settle. Vayavaka atzeya ola, he went and cut the logs. Why did he cut the logs? He's got all kinds of servants. Ava mekalkeles es hashura. Because, again, love distorts one's vision. He didn't have the patience to wait for them. They were too slow for him. This was his enthusiasm and his love to fulfill the Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem. Now this is something that we would consider not normal. Someone tells you to kill your own son, and he goes at it with such a zrizus that at the crack of light he's up. And he can't wait for the servants to saddle his donkey, so he himself goes and saddles his donkey. And he cannot wait for servants to prepare the wood, so he himself goes and cuts the logs.
What is he out of his mind? What do we see here? That when it came to this test, which was the Asiri, the tenth test, Elikim Nisos Abraham, the tenth test, and the tenth all the time, what we say is something which is beyond this world, this is beyond human capacity, a test like this. This is only beyond human capacity because we are earthly beings. Because we cannot define the difference between our desires and Hashem's desires. Between our will and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Between what should be done and what we want done. This is why to us this would seem like a person who, heaven forbid, is deranged. This is because of the physical nature of man. But Abraham saw beyond the physical nature of man. His vision shattered the physical nature of man. And he saw that it's saying Hashem. He saw the will of Hashem that light dissipate all of the darkness and his spirit was drawn to that light with an enormous love and enthusiasm in Zrishus, and therefore the first light he was up. He couldn't wait for the servants to settle. So he did. He couldn't wait for the servants to cut the wood. So he did. This is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says in Masechet Ovis, in Perekei Chof Gimel. Havi az kidomer. You want to fulfill Havi Az Kinomer Gibor Kiari Kal Kinesher Os Kitzvi Lase Sirseni Shalavinu Sheba Shavayim. You want to reach the Rotzein of Hashem. We become confused all of the time. What is it that he wants and what is it that we want? We're always doing what we might say he wants, but really there's plenty of what we want in it. This is the inner conflict and struggle between the earthen man and the godly spirited man. And the Yehuda ben Tema said, you want to fulfill the Tzein Hashem. You want to define between what do you want and what does he want. What do you want and what is right? Then you need the courage of a leopard. Not the courage of a man, the courage of a leopard. Have you asked Nomer? You need the gevura, the strength of a lion. Did you ever see a lion attack? You should never see from close up a lion attack. This is what one needs to fulfill the Ratzain Hashem, to define the difference between what he wants and the Ratzain Hashem. Kal Kinesher, you need the ability to break the gravity like the eagle. Rot Kitzvi, you need the agility to break a barrier like the antelope. He's speaking here of breaking physical barriers. You want to fulfill your will, your desires. That's easy. That's here at the physical level. But you want to feel that it's saying Hashem, the will of Hashem. There you need the capability of breaking physical barriers to come to the Ritzayin Hashem. How can you break physical barriers if you're like a leopard who never goes back, always courageous to go forward, never intimidated, never afraid, like the lion, that who can match his strength, like the eagle, that who can defy gravity like him, like the antelope. Like the deer. This is the level Abraham came to. Therefore it states, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. This dar is l'mitzvah. First light he was up because of zizus to a mitzvah, enthusiasm to a mitzvah. Vayach veshes chamora. Couldn't wait for them to saddle up. He saddled. Vayavakesha eitzim. Couldn't wait for them to split the wood. He split the wood. Vayokom vayelech al amokom asher amar le'elokim. And he got up and he went to the place which Hashem told him to go to. The next pasuk states, Vayem hashlishi. It was on the third day. Vayisa Avraham es Einov. It was on the third day. And Avraham lifted his eyes. Vayar hamokom erochek. And he saw the place from far away. Vayim Avraham el Na'orov. And Avraham said to his lads, to the two lads, Shulachem peim achamor. You stay here with the donkey, both of you. And I and Yitzchok will go to there. And we will bow down. And we will return to you. The Maral says as follows. On the third day, Avraham lifted his eyes. And he saw the place from far away. This was his first bond with that place. That place was Moriah, where Hashem told him to go. This was the place of Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash, of Mishom Yetzeh Harol Yisrael, of where Torah would go out to Israel. Of the sacrifices and the incense. Abraham not only did he see the place at that point, but he was coming to the level of that place. Because of what he went through, he had reached the level of Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. Torah in the Beis HaMikdash is a level which is not from this world. It comes from upper worlds. And this was the level that Abraham had reached. His spirit had lifted him far beyond the confines and the straits and the limitations of the physical world. And when he saw that place, he was close enough for sight. He realized that he and Yitzchok could carry on to go to that place. Yitzchok also knew what was happening, but not the two lads
and not the donkey. They cannot go to that place. Therefore he said, Vayar Bayema Shlishi, on the third day, Vayiso Avram es Einov, Avram lifted his eyes, Vayar es Hamoka Meirochek, and he saw the place from afar. Vayema Avram el Noorav, he said to the two lads, Shvulechem Pei Imachamor, you must stay here and the donkey. The donkey for sure cannot go. Where does a donkey come to that place? A donkey lives in a physical world in totality. Where does he come to a place which is meshuchrar, which is free from the physical world? Donkey can't free himself from his physical desires and his physical bonds. And the two lads, one was Ishmael. And Ishmael, even though he was the son of Abraham, he was not on that level. He actually comes from Mitzri. His wife was an Egyptian, Abraham's wife. That gave birth to Ishmael. And he was not on that level. So he says, you also have to stay here with the donkey. You cannot go to a place that is totally meshuchrar, free from the confines of the physical world. And Eliezer, the other lad, was an Eved. He was a good person, but he was an Eved, he was a slave. How can a slave go to a place that's totally free from this world? Therefore he said, Shvulachem Pei Imachamor, you stay here and the donkey stay here. Baniva Hadar Yelku Atko, I and Yitzchok will go to that place. Binishtachavemil, and we will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that place. Abraham had come to the highest level of the Eser Nishenes, the 10 tests, where he would be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in totality, free from the straits and the confines and limitations of this world. But then he said, V'noshuva Aleichem, but even we will have to return to you, because that place we can visit, but we cannot live there, because we still live in this physical world. We can reach it and we can serve Hashem, but we still have to come back to this world. So Vani Vahanar, I and Yitzchok, Nelchu Adko, we will go until there. Bin Ishtachaveh, and we will serve Hashem there. But then, Bin Oshuva Aleichem, we will return to you. They had reached this level of Shichru Gomor, freeing oneself from the very physical nature that man was created with. And therefore, the sages said, when Klal Yisrael came to the sea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated his superiority, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated his superiority over the sea. He demonstrated his superiority over the entire nature. And this was on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And the sages want to know
Where did Klal Yisrael get this maila, this level, that they could cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do such a thing for them? And Rabbanoi said, Vayboku Hamayim, it states the water split. And Hayam Leinemar, Elohamayim, doesn't say the sea split, but the waters. Kol Mayim Shebaolam. All of the waters in the world. And we find this term, Vayabaka, to split, used by Avraham. And there the same thing happened. That Avraham rose up to rule over the very physical nature of man and of the world. What he did was something that an earthly person could not do. Here they saw a remes, a clue, where the Torah is binding these two parshas together. It was Bishus Avraham, it was this power of Avraham that he imbued to the children. And it was this power that they refused to become smothered by the Egyptians, enslaved by the Egyptians, until they rose up to rule against them. And they rose up to rule and free themselves even over the sea. And it's interesting, the actual words that are being linked together is by Boku Hamayim and by Avaka Atse Aola. The water split and Avraham split the wood of the offering. In both cases, the chomer, physical matter, is being split. Water and wood. And in both cases, physical matter is being split for the sake of rising above the physical level to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham split the physical matter, the wood, in order that he could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by offering Yitzchok to him. So he needed wood to be split for the fire. So he split physical matter to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael were splitting the sea. They were splitting physical matter. For what purpose? They also were on their way to Har Hashem, to the mountain of Hashem, to receive the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. So the sages, very specifically, could link the two parishes together. Be'ezes chus nifku hayom, in what, through what merit was the sea split? Through the merit of Avraham Avinu, who imbued this power to his sons, because ne'amar kan vayboku hamayim, here it states that the waters became split in order that the nation to be of Hashem should go through to reach the mountain of the Torah. And there it states, Vayavake Atzia Ola, the logs became split by Avraham in order that he could reach that mountain that he was told to go to. And here we see that it was through this chus, this merit, that this great miracle took place a change in the very essence of the nature of the world. Boku kol mayim sheba olam, all of the waters of the world. And finally, one other thing we can understand, that the Maral says that he feels this is one of the reasons why Klal Yisrael were referred to as Ivrim. We know they're called Ivri. The question is, where did that word come from, the Ivrim? There are various droshes. Me'ever Hanor, Avram came from the other side of the river. Or there's a medrash that says, Kol Ha'ilam be'ever Echor, Avram be'ever Acher. Ever means also sides. The whole world was on one side and Avram was another. But Ivrim comes from the word Obar, to pass through. Vayavar Esayom, they are called Ivrim because they went through the sea. This depicts what Israel is. That Israel was given the power where his spirit can totally rule the physical forces in himself and the physical forces in the world. And this was demonstrated through Vayavar, as they went through the Yam, through the sea. On Pesach is when we were kena shichru. We were kena, we acquired freedom. This is the freedom that we acquired. From here we went to receiving the Torah. We should all be zeichet to have a very, very chag kosher v'sameach, a wonderful Pesach, and we should be able to take with us all of the brachos, all of the blessings of the Chag.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.